Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Late to the end zone! That's the Showtime Chiefs. Now Mahomes scrambling to his right. Now fires it late, Cohen, at the back of the end zone! Mahomes, magic!
I give them a lot of credit. They made a lot of good plays. Patrick played great.
But to come to their house, find a way to win, get you kickstarted into the rest of this year.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. We're now on ESPNU, and you click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app, by the way. Scroll down to live radio. We're right there. You can find us. They were presented by Progressive Insurance. You can be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
What up, baby?
What's happening?
Yes. What's happening is, man,
Magic Mahomes.
If the question is football, for me, the answer is Patrick Mahomes. Like, this dude, everyone is so quick to want to put Josh Allen with him, Justin Herbert, Lamar. Like, there are lots of guys who look incredible. Patrick Mahomes, to me, Key, Chiefs beat the Bucs 41-31, and it wasn't really as close as that. Patrick Mahomes, to me, is the reason, like, we have tiers. I say Patrick Mahomes is his own tier, and I think everybody else is fighting to see who gets put next to him. He did things last night, and you're looking at the play right now that I'm thinking of. Key, how does a dude do something like that in the NFL? He's so calm. It's like he's, you know, I just haven't seen that level before.
Well, it's just different. I think you see some of that same stuff in guys like Josh Allen, guys like Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. They do all the Houdini, Aaron Rodgers, the Houdini stuff. So, but his is just, you know, it's almost like you expect for him to do something outrageous. And on top of that, it's the play calling of Eric Bieniemy at the goal line, creating certain things along with Andy Reid that when you look at, you go, why would they do that? Why would they
line up? He wasn't mad at Bieniemy last night.
Excuse me?
I said he wasn't mad at Bieniemy last night.
No, he wasn't. He wouldn't have any issue with Eric last night. But just in general, when you have a quarterback that can just do so much, no matter who's out there with him, from the receiver standpoint, he's making the necessary adjustments to get this team in a position to continue to put up points. You know, he had the ill-advised interception, obviously, but what can you say? I mean, as long as the defense can keep playing the way that they've been playing, I think they're going to be fine. The thing that Kansas City's got to do is they got to learn how to completely close teams out and not let teams even have a thought in their mind that they can make a comeback.
Yeah, that Kansas City defense only allowed two plays of more than 20 yards, right? That's what you want to see from a defense against Tom Brady. I got to tell you, though, yesterday for me, this three-headed race that we have thus far for MVP, we had Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen going head-to-head, and then we had Patrick Mahomes going, obviously, against Tom Terrific, right? Tom Brady. And Lamar and Josh look so special. It looks different. But the pizzazz, though, that Patrick has, like, in that – once again, what game did you see last? What have you done for me lately? Like, the game, the spin move. It's almost like last time watching him, I'm like, damn. Because I'm hearing Tim Hasselbeck talk to on SportsCenter after the game with Scott Van Pelt, and he's like, man, he just – defies all the traditional ways you go about how a quarterback is built, throwing the ball across his body, spin moves, lob passes like a point guard. Almost reminds me of a Magic Johnson type like player, like a playmaker, like a floor general, but a field general.
Yeah, if you heard his dad played in the NBA, that would make more sense than MLB, right? His
exactly.
Dad was a left-handed flame throwing relief pitcher who wasn't that good, but he could throw hard, right? Mahomes, you can see that's where the arm comes from. But where does this stuff come from?
I don't know, man. And by the way, 9 of his touchdown passes came to either tight ends or running backs. So everybody talks about, oh, you know, where's Tyreek Hill, the loss of that, Max, right, Key? But the way this dude utilizes people like Fortson, the way he utilizes like Hilaire, Kelsey, all like he's using all his assets. It's like, hey, take it.
Here's the thing. There were two motivations here, or at least from KJ, a media narrative, right? There are two motivations that you could write about or think about, talk about. There's one for the Chiefs, the way they looked last week, in a, they made 11 straight mistakes to lose to the Colts, the lowly Colts at the time. You got to think, like, got to prove something this week. And then also, Josh Allen starts the year MVP favorite. Then the two hot picks other than Allen are Lamar and Justin Herbert. It is only week four. Who's the MVP favorite right now? Right now, if you had to give an MVP, Jalen Hurts has looked really good. There's someone coming out. Well, Jalen Hurts is.
Yeah, he's in the conversation
but,
today.
But well, right now?
Right now, it's Patrick Mahomes. But his motivation wasn't about individually. I think as a team, the motivation was getting back what happened 2 years ago down in Tampa when they lost to the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl. They wanted to show what it would look like at full strength against a defense that was at full strength. That's what I looked at last night when I was watching the game. I said to myself, okay, he's back at the scene of the crime where they lost in the Super Bowl, but now they're at full strength on the offensive line. Although there's no Tyreek Hill, he still has a plethora of weapons. He also has his tight end. He has running backs. This is what we would look like if we see y'all again.
I wasn't even thinking that, which is another obvious big picture motivation.
Jen, the individual
now
stuff.
Now it's Brady whose offensive line
is the individual so stuff. Losing to Indianapolis and worrying about the MVPs, that's not in his mindset. It's not in their mindset. Going down there and unleashing what they did and hanging 41 points on a Tampa defense that historically has, you know, done pretty good under Todd Bowles in this league. But to do what they did in Raymond James Stadium and with the world watching on a Sunday night was pretty amazing.
Wait, I have a question for all you guys. I mean, is it – I don't think it's clearly that Patrick Mahomes is in the lead now for MVP.
I'm saying this. It's week four. Who would you give your MVP vote to? Hurts?
I mean, probably Hurts right now.
I give it to Mahomes.
I mean, it's hard for me to go with the team that's undefeated and the things I've seen Jalen Hurts do. Hurts, Josh Allen, I don't know if
Hurts
it's just
got
clear.
A defense.
But here's my – when somebody says clearly it's Patrick, I don't know if it's clearly. I don't know if it's clearly one over the other, just like that.
Well, I think Mahomes.
Because last week coming off the Colts game, you wouldn't have said clearly it was Patrick Mahomes.
No, right. That was the one hiccup. But that's the kind of game that underscores it for me. Everything went wrong. They made so many mistakes to barely lose.
So let me ask you a question.
Otherwise,
he
looked better than everyone else.
Let me ask you this. So obviously we saw Josh Allen fumble it against Miami, right?
Yep.
We've seen that.
Yep.
We saw Lamar Jackson, even though his play was high, but him throwing the pick yesterday at the end,
and
two interceptions.
And they stopped scoring points in the second half.
All right. Yep. We saw Patrick Mahomes fumble it one time. Not fumble it, but essentially the team not winning against the Colts. Like, what has Jalen Hurts done to lose your confidence?
Nothing.
So, like, why isn't Jalen Hurts leading this conversation?
Is Patrick Mahomes better than him?
I feel like he's better than him, yes. But is he having a better season?
Yeah. I mean, I would say this.
I don't
Hurts,
know.
I would say this. You're right. Hurts hasn't made a lot of mistakes, Key. It doesn't seem to me. The Eagles just showed you we can beat you in the air. We can beat you on the ground. But going into the season, you looked at both sides of the ball, offensive line, secondary, whatever you want to look at the Eagles, it looks good, even heading into the season. Whereas the Chiefs never really hang their hat on their defense. A lot is on Mahomes.
Yeah, but the Chiefs get to the AFC Championship game every year.
Yeah.
So I hear you.
That's
but I mean,
part of why I like Mahomes. He's always there.
Well, Patrick Mahomes is one. Jalen Hurts has moved into the second spot. Josh Allen's in the third. Lamar, because of the interception, late drops to four.
I agree.
Okay.
That's my ranking.
Patrick Mahomes is going to get the benefit of the doubt because he's already won one, and he's Patrick Mahomes. And that's the way the bar goes, and Aaron Rodgers will slide in there late in the season in fight for the 1-2-3 spot as the season wears on and his receivers get accustomed to him dropping balls in the breadbasket.
100%. That's exactly how I feel. And the one caveat I will say is the Justin Herbert thing, that's the ribs. Like, if Justin Herbert never gets his ribs barbecued, he's fine.
Slow it down.
No. Herbert is easily on the level of all those guys in terms of
slow it down.
Key, you saw the Chargers Chiefs game.
Herbert's not just good. But stop
he's not
trying
just good.
To push him up there. Well,
not this year because he's hurt, Key. But until he got
him,
hurt.
Let him get to the playoffs before you start talking about
that's
MVP.
A fair point. That is a fair point. All right, listen. Lamar Jackson is playing at an MVP level. But are the Ravens in the conversation with Kansas City and with Buffalo in the AFC? Gotta start scoring points in the second half.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
So I know you guys felt, but the other day, literally waking up, having my cup of Joe, roaming around the house, doing stuff with the kids.
Cup of Joe.
The fact that we have football on at 9:30 in the morning, and it was that game, which obviously says to me more about the Vikings than it does about the Saints anyway, since the Saints didn't have their starting quarterback and Michael Thomas, everybody being out pretty much. But damn, that was a hell of a way. I like starting off the day with football early in the morning. Reminds me of being on the West Coast, Max.
I miss L.A., man. I'm not going to lie. Jay, we should just move out to the – I mean, like, especially in football season, key. First of all, the weather's good still. You're in the pool if you want to be going down to the beach. And then on the weekends, when it's in London, you wake up. It's the middle of the second quarter already. You just grab the remote, click. Your day is underway.
Do me a favor, Max.
Yes?
Shh. Don't tell everyone. Don't give everybody – sitting here talking about we should just move and it. No, no. Shh. Just stay right where y'all are. You know, just stay there because this is paradise over here. And if you start telling too many people, then my city's going to get crowded and I don't need that. I'm going to start to look like New York and Chicago and Boston. Let's just stay nice and easy. We like waking up and watching games at 10 a.m. on a Sunday morning or even 6 a.m. when it starts when they're in London or some of these overseas games, that's what we like, 6 o'clock. Then we roll into the 10 o'clock games, which are the 1 o'clock games for you. And then the 4 o'clock games kick in for you, which is the 1 o'clock games for us. And then by the time we get to the 5 o'clock game, we're eating dinner, and we're sitting down and watching people like Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady battle while we get some sleep at 8. Now, you still up to 11 or 12. Just go on and stay over there and do that.
So, by the way, that's the whole thing, the late game. Is
mind
over.
You
look up, it's 8:30.
Mind you, I can watch a little baseball and basketball at the same time, too.
I'm okay with that. I mean, is there a lack of sleep on Monday? Sure. But we're talking about sports for a living.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. Like, no question. I'm just saying, it's nice when it's 8:30 and it's already like you've seen everything you need to see. You get a little free time at the end of the night. Yeah. You're good.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm East Coast.
I was born and raised here, but I spent 6 years in L.A. Oh, it was good. They had to take me out of there kicking and screaming.
Well, no, they didn't. Now you're lying.
No. They took me out kicking and screaming.
No, you weren't kicking and screaming.
What was I doing?
Negotiating.
Well, I really wasn't. I didn't want to leave. That was the best negotiation ever. I was like, nope, no, I don't want to leave.
How'd you lose it?
Huh? Well, you know, when
did you really lose it?
You win the negotiation when you actually don't want it because you'd have to leave L.A. You see what I mean?
Sorry I gave your secret sauce away.
Yeah.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Buffalo Bills championship hopes have taken a bit of a hit because of some of these injuries. I don't know that it's going to be any easier with them facing Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens.
Lamar's a tremendous player. He's an elite player. They can, as an offense, put up points in a hurry.
We play better off adversity. We just got to keep going, though, because long season ahead of us.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. We're on ESPNU. You can listen to us on your smart speaker. You can download the podcast, as many people do. Or when you click on the app, go to More on the lower right-hand corner. Scroll down to Live Radio. Take us with you. You're not tied to the car. You're not tethered to your radio. Mm-hmm. Listen to us right on the app, wherever you go. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So we're talking about Patrick Mahomes in the last segment, who, by the way, is leading the league in QBR now by almost 5 points. Right? That was fast. Of course, early in the season, one good game or bad game can swing the stats wildly. But Lamar Jackson, who coming into yesterday, to me, was the clear front runner for MVP, didn't have his best game of the season. And there was one call I want to get into, guys, with the score tied at 20. Lamar and Baltimore jumped out to an early lead. What was it, 20-10 at the half against Josh Allen and the Bills? But it had typical, it's a pattern this year. They have trouble scoring the ball in the second half. Is that adjustments that the defense is making? Whatever that is, then they now need to adjust. Score's tied at 20. John Harbaugh, fourth and goal. It's a two-yard line. 4:15 left in the game. Now, you kick a field goal, 23-20. Josh Allen gets the ball with 4:15 left. But instead of kicking the field goal on fourth and goal, they go for it. And I always like when teams are aggressive. And Lamar threw an interception on the play. Here is what John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, said about why they didn't kick the field goal.
Well, I felt like it gave us the best chance to win the game. Because seven, the worst that happens is if they go down the field and score, and I think we'll get them stopped. But if they go down the field and score a touchdown, the worst thing that can happen is that you're in overtime. But you kick a field goal there, now it's not a three-down game anymore. It's a four-down game. You're putting them out there. You're putting your defense at a disadvantage because they've got four downs to convert all the way down the field and a chance to, again, score seven, and then you lose the game on a touchdown. So, and then the worst thing, the other thing, you think you're going to get the ball at the 2 yard line. So I'm very confident in our defense. Defense's ability to stop them down there with the ball on the 2 yard line. So we got them backed up. If we don't get it, didn't turn out that way, unfortunately, and we lost the game. So hindsight, you could take the points. But if you look at it analytically, I understand why we did it.
Yeah, Key, I get the idea. If you kick the field goal and you give Josh Allen 4:15, he has a good shot to put seven up on you and use up a lot of that clock. And now let's say you got, I don't know, a minute 15 left to try and get. You can't now kick a field goal. You're going to lose. You need to score a touchdown. So I get the logic there, but what did you think of the call? Is that a blunder? Is it the right call? Is it a judgment call that you think could go either way?
Well, I'd look at it. The reason I would have kicked the field goal is because in our radio pick challenge in week four at ESPN, we certainly lost this one because of we all picked the Baltimore Ravens to win the game. So when we start there, that's what I was thinking about.
Not we all. Felt cocky
not
early,
all.
Too.
You and Max.
I felt good well, early
you and Max,
on.
I pushed for Buffalo, but I was outvoted. That's fine.
Yeah, no, you were. It's 2-1. So you automatically have to fall in line.
Yeah.
But as we look at our ESPN Radio Picks Challenge week four, Max, yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. Jacksonville at Philadelphia, -6.5. Philly covered on that one. That's a +4. And then we got the Kansas City Chiefs and the -1 at Tampa Bay. The Chiefs obviously covered. Then back to the Buffalo, -3 at the Baltimore Ravens, Baltimore +3. So we didn't get that one. And so this all falls in that line of what we're talking about. Do you kick the field goal or do you go for the touchdown? Look, I understand as a football player, I understand exactly what Coach Harbaugh was thinking of. You got him on the 2-yard line. I don't, you know, that's a long, that's 90, you know, that's a long ways to go to score a touchdown. It's a long ways to go to get in field goal range. But at the same time, if you made a decision to throw the football there, you could have picked a better play selection, more of a run pass option for one of the most dynamic players and dual threats in the National Football League. Instead, you gave him a drop back, something that I wouldn't have done, but I'm not the play caller. I'm just an observer.
You know what's kind of bothersome about watching the end of that game is when the game was over, I'm like, this is the second 17-point lead that the Ravens have given up this season.
They stopped scoring after the half.
This team should be 4-0. Obviously, you had the collapse against Miami where Tua goes crazy. And then, like you just said, Max, not scoring in the second half. So – And it's these micro details that could come back to haunt a team like Baltimore when you look at it in a really tough AFC. But not just the ability to go for it on fourth down. Even when Buffalo drove the ball all the way back to their own red zone, and literally they had a chance to score. And you would think, we were talking to Rex Ryan about this before the show started today. Like, instead of tackling them at the 1-yard line or 2-yard line, let them score, right? There was about a minute 43 left on the clock. You let them score, it gives you the ball back and enough time to go down, let Lamar Jackson do his thing, try to score again. But if you tackle them, essentially, then they dwindle the clock down, use all their timeouts, and then the game is over. So, details, like the way – and granted, I know they're depleted, but their ability to execute details is what's concerning for this team down the stretch.
I think, Key, does that have something to do with the fact that Lamar has so much on his shoulders, right? Like, it's really the Ravens are not a great team. They have a great quarterback and a great coach, and they're making the most out of what they got. How much of it is that?
No, I think they got a hell of a football team, man.
Really?
Heck yeah. They got a hell of a receivers are starting to play. Look, conditions yesterday were not ideal conditions. And I understand Buffalo played in them as well as Baltimore, but they're not ideal conditions. When the weather's coming down like that and it's raining and from left to right, the wind is swirling. I mean, it's just not ideal conditions. But they ran the ball pretty well for a guy in Dobbins who's coming back off injury. Lamar didn't give you a yardage popping eye numbers to the point where you're like, oh my God, he's throwing for 400 yards and he rushed for another 100. No, but he had a solid football game. If he doesn't throw the interception and lose the game in the end, nobody's even having a conversation about what type of performance he had, because overall I thought the team played well. They gave up the goods having a 17-point lead heading into halftime. You don't give up the goods the way and then can't rebound in the second half.
Here's another question. In that division, Pittsburgh Steelers. They made the move. Trubisky is out. Should Kenny Pickett be the Steelers' starting quarterback from here on in or here on out? Which one? And are the players, the Steelers, a playoff team with Pickett under center?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins.
Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Kenny Pickett on the field for the first time in regular season play.
Just thought we needed a spark.
Pickett, second effort. He's in for his first career touchdown.
You know, thought he could provide a spark for us.
Pickett's going to run, get to the goal line. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. Kenny Pickett, his second of the game.
A little bit of an edge to me. I want to have an attitude when it's out there on the field.
Once you go with Kenny Pickett, there's no turning back.
Key Observations is brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today and see all the ways you could save here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Key, what you got for week four?
Well, we're going to start off in Philadelphia, right? We're going to talk about Jalen Hurts and what he was able to do in the monsoon in Philadelphia in that rain after spotting 14 points to the Jacksonville Jaguars. He became – he also just decided he was going to turn things around. 16 to 25, 200 yards and a one touchdown on the ground. Doesn't mean that he had eye-popping numbers, but it's something about guys like this, the team rally around and they just get it done. He's continuing to knock the doubters down, make them think twice about those draft picks. In fact, Patrick Costello, one of our producers, I think he wants to trade all those draft picks and try to build the team a different way now. Number two is Carson Wentz in the Washington, I'm almost calling the football team, it's the Commanders. What a horrible name, by the way. The Washington Commanders and Carson Wentz. It's about
better than
time.
The old name, Key. Yeah.
It's about time for them to look to do something else. Dude threw 42 balls, man. He had 42 attempts. .170. 42 attempts with .170 and two INTs? Oh, gosh. Come on, Carson Wentz. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. Carson Wentz hadn't been good for a long time.
Number three is the Indianapolis Colts. What's wrong with the Indianapolis Colts? My former teammate in Frank Reich, he just can't seem to get it right. No pun intended. Different spellings and different but it
and
sounds
pronunciations,
the same.
But yeah. They're close enough.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say, but it sounds the same. I think when you look at the Colts, though, this is the third straight year that they've gone out and got a veteran quarterback. Okay, Phillip Rivers takes them to the playoffs. They lose to the Bills. Carson Wentz, we know that story. And now they went out and got Matt Ryan, somebody I'm very high on as a quarterback, but it just doesn't seem to go right. And he had a pretty good game with all things considered, and it looks like the Colts are probably going to give way to the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tennessee Titans in this division.
Number four,
Bill Belichick. Despite having to use three different quarterbacks this year, and I can't even think of Bailey Zappe. He still had the Green Bay Packers spook. After all that, Brian Hoyer goes out the game due to injury. He finds the third quarterback on the roster, taking Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay Packers to overtime and end down into the wire. Made no sense to me. But Max,
yeah,
looks like a GOAT coach to me. Anytime you can do that,
I think
looks
he's
like
among
a GOAT
goats.
Coach to me.
Yeah, he might be. He might be the greatest coach of all. He just might be, but it used to be definite. That's
number five.
And number five, Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett did some wonders, right, yesterday, coming in, giving him a little spark. He had three interceptions. Okay, two of them probably wasn't his fault. But in the end, he gave the team a little bit of life. And right before the half, I told some buddies I was watching the game with, I said at halftime they go in there and going to say, get ready, young fella. I could see it on the cheeks of Mike Tomlin. You could just see him squeezing those cheeks really hard and those teeth grinding them. And I said, he's going to make a switch. And number 8 came out, gave him a little bit of spark. Now he'll get better as time goes on. This may be the first year that Mike Tomlin is 8-9.
All right, so here we have Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky. You can see it if you're watching on TV right now. Pickett was 10 of 13, 120 yards, no touchdowns, 3 interceptions, which was somehow better than Trubisky. His total QBR was 28, which makes him half of a starting quarterback, but Trubisky's was 8, right? So there's your Pickett-Trubisky comparison. Can I pick it? Yes, I can. I'm on a way. I mean, like, they picked him 3 times.
So here's what I loved yesterday about Kenny Pickett. You know, there's certain players, Max, like facial expressions. I know this is something small. But, like, whenever I watch Mitchell Trubisky lead, like, it seemed like there was uncertainty for some reason whenever I saw his face. Like, and there's something to be said about that. When I watched Kenny Pickett, he was talking trash to people on the field. I'm like, damn, I like this rookie style. He's out here, 2 rushing TDs, very similar to Jalen Hurts, right, where he took the punishment. Like, it wasn't like I'm going to slide and get out of your way. He burrowed through it. Right? And I think that kind of energy reminds me so much more of Pittsburgh Steeler football than what Mitchell Trubisky brought to the table.
See, what you're talking about now, and Key, what Jay is bringing up, is what you mentioned about Hurts earlier. Some guys, and a lot of times this happens with the backup, especially if you drafted them and they don't really believe in the vet anymore, they juice the team. Like, who can, that's the reason even I'm like, if Cooper Rush keeps winning, leave it alone. It's hard to say in football. It's almost like a magic formula what gets all those guys on the same page winning, right? So even if it's not causation, if it's just correlation, in other words, it's not causing it, it's just part of the formula, or we just see that when he plays, they win. Man, I'm not touching it, Key. Like, Jalen Hurts, the team responded immediately. Look at the difference between him and Wentz, right? And Pickett, if the team feels different, Key, I'm leaving that alone. I'm leaving it alone.
You can't go back to Mr. Trubisky at this point anyway. It's a wrap. The Kenny Pickett era has started in Philadelphia or in Pittsburgh. There's nothing. He's a backup. That's what he is now. You're the backup. If anything happens to our young fella, you can come back in and be the starting quarterback. But until then, take scout team reps and don't say anything that you're not supposed to say. That's it. There's nothing else to talk about.
Mike Tomlin
gave you your opportunity in 4 games, and the results were not glaring at all, so we're going in another direction.
Yeah, I'm sure part of the reason of the hesitancy with Pickett is what you don't want to happen is you start the young guy, then he falters because he's young, right? Because the offensive line isn't great. Now you got to wait. Do I take him out? And now you're yo-yoing him back and forth, right? You don't want to.
No, it's over.
Here's Mike Tomlin at the post-game presser on making the decision.
Just thought we needed a spark, man. We didn't do much in the first half. Not enough offensively, and thought he could provide a spark for us.
Do you expect that decision to stick into next week?
You know, I'm not going to talk extended as we sit here. We did what we needed to do to put ourselves in position to win this game, and we'll do it again. But I like to just keep it where we are in terms of what transpired here today. We'll deal with next week.
CK, I don't know if it's full-blown Kenny Pickett all the time now. I don't. I think Tomlin is the kind of guy that wants to see, how he responds, maybe see how Mitchell Trubisky responds. I just look at their next 3 games, next 4 games. They play the Bills, at Bills. They play the Bucks. They play at Dolphins. And then they play at the Eagles. I mean, we'll see how Kenny Pickett does, but I think he's going to fluctuate a little bit back and forth to kind of see who gives him what and when they give it to him. Even though I would rather err on the side of Kenny Pickett and stay with it, I just have a feeling Mike Tomlin's going to do something like that.
Yeah, no, Kenny Pickett will be the starter, Jay. They're not going to – they drafted him to be the starter. They gave Mr. Trubisky an opportunity to hold him off. And clearly, neither one played great. I mean, there's no question about it. Neither one played great, but you might as well go with the young guy that the team could continue to get used to and build around, because your long-term plan is Kenny Pickett. Your long-term plan is not Mitch Trubisky. That was very evident when they drafted him that his days was numbered. They don't draft guys and then yo-yo him up and down. They either start him immediately and let him take their lumps in Trevor Lawrence-like, or they give him an opportunity like a Kurt Warner to be a bridge guy for an Eli Manning. Then at the time you go and you say, you know what, we're not going in, just play this guy. And that's where they're at now. It's like, just play this guy. Because what you can't do is you can't play Mitch Trubisky, pull him again, Kenny Pickett, now you play him, now you make another decision the following week that you go play Mitch Trubisky, then you Kenny Pickett. You can't do that to young guys. You got to make a decision, a sound decision. And Coach Tomlin, I'm sure, will make that sound decision that Kenny Pickett is the guy going forward. He's not going to say it right after the game because emotions are riding high. He's answering questions. He's going to let it calm down a little bit and then go back, talk to his offensive staff today, tomorrow, and then make the decision on Wednesday or Thursday to announce that Kenny Pickett will be the starting quarterback.
That's how it would seem. However, Key, I think about Tomlin. And here's the question, all right? And this is why I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. You know, Tomlin's never had a losing season. Neither did Russell Wilson until his last year in Seattle, right? Never lost. He had one season of 9 wins, otherwise over always double-digit wins. Everything's the same until one day it's different. The Steelers just lost to the Jets. You got to find wins in the schedule to forget about the playoffs for a second, just at least finish 500, right? So do you think, Key, that Mike Tomlin right now can at least finish 500, maybe challenge for the playoffs with Kenny
Pickett?
Won't
be any. I don't think it'll be any challenges for the playoffs.
I don't think so either for the playoffs. But what about finishing without a losing record? Is this the year they finally has a losing record?
They could probably get the 9 game.
Losing to the Jets?
I mean, I said probably. I'm trying to.
Man, when
they
I count
probably,
those,
I don't have their schedule in front of me, so I don't know what cupcakes they have left.
Okay, Key here. Let's go through it. At
it's
Bills, not a cupcake. Bucks, not a cupcake. At Dolphins, not a cupcake. At Eagles, not a cupcake. At home against the Saints, that defense, not a cupcake. Bengals, that'd be an interesting one considering where the Bengals will be at. At Colts, okay, cupcake to a degree.
I think, but the way the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing, Colts,
that'd be
Saints.
Falcons are playing
those
better.
Those are tough
Falcons
games.
Versus Ravens. At Panthers, they've been horrible. Raiders, at Ravens, Browns, Deshaun Watson will be back by then.
They might
I know,
be
man.
Able to.
I think
they're
you
not
had
a good,
to beat the Jets
look,
if
man,
you wanted to finish
they're not a good football team. I mean, when you start talking about the receivers, for instance, right? Where's Dante Johnson? Where's he? Where's Clay Shapool? Like, he wanted to listen to rap music and switch up the music in the locker room a year or two ago. Where's he at? Like, I don't, you know, the offensive line isn't blocking nearly as well as they should for Najee Harris. I understand T.J. Watt isn't in the lineup, but the defense, you surrendered 24 points to a young quarterback in Zach Wilson, who played his first game of the season.
And they were down double digits. They came back.
I don't know. It's hard for me to say right now, but I know they won't make the playoffs. And when you look at their schedule is not as light as it would appear to be. It's pretty hard.
Yeah, when you're no good, the schedule looks a lot tougher. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. Bundle today at progressive.com. So here's the next question. I think it's a more interesting one. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? Are they top to bottom? They look that way, don't they? Keyshawn Johnson.
Oh, I thought you were teasing something, man. That's why I looked down at the rundown. You made it sound like you was teasing.
Well, no,
yeah, they are. They're the best team in the National Football League to me right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you talk about Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, and hopefully Devontae Smith is not injured to the point where he's got to miss any time because he was banged up a little bit yesterday. When you talk about Sanders running the football, I just defensively, the coaching, everything that they're doing – as they say, they're playing inspired football. Jalen Hurts is ridiculous. For the life of me, I don't understand how people looked at him and said, I just don't get it. Now, he's obviously gotten better, but you're supposed to forecast his ability as an athlete, as in a playmaker at the quarterback position to be able to say, oh, I've seen some stuff that makes me believe that he is going to be a certain type of player. But I guess they just get it wrong.
Jay,
sometimes.
They also surrounded this guy. I mean, Hurts, like, we always point to examples of where a guy's set up to succeed or to fail. The Eagles draft Hurts in the second round. That's a high pick to use on a quarterback when you just handed a guy $100 million-plus to Carson Wentz, right? But when it became obvious to Carson Wentz, it was obvious to me long before they made the move, but when it became obvious that Carson Wentz wasn't it, they insert Jalen Hurts into the lineup. They use their draft picks, they get a nice little backup, you know, who could start in Minshew, but they use their draft picks to build around Hurts. They get even the defense, Bradbury, a guy in the secondary who can really play. They get him A.J. Brown, the best receiver to sweat, like a great receiver in his prime. They're dominant on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Yes.
They spotted the Jaguars 14 points.
Yeah.
And many people believe, including myself, that the Jaguars have turned the corner as an organization with Doug Peterson at the helm. They took them to the woodshed after those 14 points. Mm-hmm. They decided to unleash the running game. I asked my buddies, I said, man, what they done rushed for, about 300 already? Because the way that things were going, how it was clicking, and the defense had poor Trevor Lawrence under duress the entire day.
Look, when you have an offensive line and a defense and a coach who knows what he's doing, and a quarterback who can get it done, you can, especially when you're dominant up front. Jay, okay, these conditions, we should run the ball. The line lets you do what you need to do.
Yeah, I agree. After yesterday, I mean, the Jags have been playing inspired football. So I love the way the Eagles are playing. That's why I have Jalen Hurts, you know, at the top-tier conversation and MVP level with Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes. He belongs in that category right now with these first four games. I will tell you, you got obviously the Bucks. You know, when they are finally healthy, we'll see what that looks like. You got the Packers. We'll see how their maturation continues to go. You got certain teams that are right there, too. The Rams, we'll see. They play Monday Night Football tonight against the 49ers. But I will say this, though. And as a Giants fan, it always pains you to say. But then, man, I sit there and I watch the Cowboys play. That defense is next level. Mm. And getting Michael Gallup back with CeeDee Lamb. I know Cooper Rush is doing his thing now. We'll see. He'll probably start in that game next week against the Rams. But you think about what their ceiling is and the upside with Dak Prescott coming back. If he can get to where he was, which is an MVP-level type player, combined with that defense, man, the Cowboys will be in that conversation when it's all said and done, I think, with the Eagles, which makes it one hell of a run, Keith.
You already have DeMarcus Lawrence. And to me, Parsons is the tipping point. You got the best player on the field a lot of weeks, and you already had a dominant pass rusher. So now good luck protecting
the quarterback.
They had some
picks yesterday, man. It looked good. Their defense looked like right yesterday.
Hey,
play the Washington Commanders.
But, Key, it's been how their D has played.
I get it, but they played Carson Wentz in the Washington.
But put it this way.
Yeah, but they still put in work. They did what they
had to do. I want to see Cooper Rush against the Philadelphia Eagles, if, in fact, he is the quarterback, which I doubt it, because Dak Prescott is ready to go. He's itching to go. He's sitting there watching the same thing we watching. Cooper Rush continue to stack up wins. At some point, that hand or shoulder, whatever it is, feels a whole lot better.
Let me see.
Wait, Max, one second.
Yeah, yeah.
I never said ever that this team would be the best team in the NFC with Cooper Rush leading.
Cooper Rush is fourth in the league in QBR.
He's playing exceptionally well.
Yeah.
What I did say, though, is the upside when Dak Prescott comes back, combined with what that defense looks like, it makes you wonder about where this team ultimately could achieve because the pieces fit.
I could see Cooper. If it's me, I'm not touching what's working. I'm not touching it. I don't care if Dak's healthy.
You don't touch it, but I'm saying to win a Super Bowl, you're not going to win a Super Bowl with Cooper Rush.
I don't know that.
Okay.
I don't know that. I mean, I saw a team win it with Nick Foles.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think you can.
Hey,
but Nick Foles only needed to play four games.
Yeah,
five
that's right.
games or
that's
whatever
right.
it was.
Yeah, but Cooper Rush
got to play a damn near whole season.
Guys, Cooper, well, you know what? Let's over two seasons now, let's see him lose a game first before we start saying he's lost
Cooper
yet.
Rush is doing what he needs to do to you know, he's all right. He's fine.
He's playing
man.
The way
not,
you draw. Guys
Max,
like you
fine.
And Bill Parcells draw
he's
it
fine.
Up to get a quarterback
Max,
like
but,
Cooper Rush.
But he's fine. Dak can do the same thing. I'm not going on against Dak and starting Cooper Rush like that. Let's just Let's see, man. They beat the Washington Commanders and Carson Wentz.
Listen,
let's just slow it down.
By the way, 100%, you don't know about Cooper Rush
when
yet.
When we're talking about Philadelphia,
I'm not moving him until he loses.
The Eagles are a better football team all the way around than the Dallas Cowboys right now. And the quarterback is the best quarterback in the division. And when you have the best quarterback typically in the division, you win the division.
I agree.
And so
I think no matter who the Dallas Cowboys start, the best quarterback's in Philly.
Yeah.
I would
that might
with
be that may be the case.
That.
Dak Prescott certainly, if he comes back healthy enough, I would probably give him the nod because he's seen a lot of stuff. Now, Jalen Hurts, let's just keep doing what you're doing, and that's it. One game at a time,
Keith,
one quarter at a time.
You
and that's
can
it.
Choose either quarterback to have on your team right now. Dak Prescott or Jalen Hurts? Who do you want?
I'm probably gonna lean toward Dak Prescott. Because of the years that he's already been in the league.
Okay.
You know?
I would probably lean towards Jalen Hurts.
Me too.
Because of the upside.
I like the way Jalen Hurts plays. And I like the way the team responds to him.
And I like Dak. Dak's been in the league for a long – I think Dak is a really good quarterback. I just wonder if he'll reach his peak again. But that's what leaves you hope for him and the Cowboys because of what you think Dak can do when he's healthy.
What one thing that Jalen Hurts hasn't had happen is adversity.
He hadn't had any
NFL professional adversity.
But you know what?
Everything for Jalen Hurts right now is a strawberry shortcake. It's
based
nice
on
and
his,
sweet.
Based on what you know about his personality, would you guess he'll handle adversity well or not?
Because
I'm
going to
guess yes.
Depending on what NFL diversity is like. Not high school and not college. I'm talking about the National Football League. Adversity is different.
What did the big win over the Ravens tell us about Buffalo? And what's Baltimore's biggest area of concern? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max getting into Lamar Jackson next.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today. The number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.